Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I am your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So who do you think you are? No, really, I'm asking you that. Who do you think you are? If you had to answer me right now, how would you answer me? I want you to take a second. I know you're listening to this, hopefully in your own quiet time, and I want you to think of how you would answer that question if you and I were standing face to face and I ask you, who do you think you are? And I'm not asking in a way, like a sassy way that says, like, who do you think you are? No. I really want to know, who do you think you are? Now, if you answer with, and if your first sentence starts with, I think I'm, you've already lost me. Because you just told me that you really don't know. You really don't know. Holding on to who you think you should be or could be, that could be holding you back. Have you ever thought about that? Holding on to who you think you should be could be holding you back. It could be holding you back from your true greatness and your full potential to shine. Because you're sitting there thinking of who you think you should be instead of having this confidence of who you are. When you're confident in who you are, you speak with authority and you say, I am. You remove that part, I think I am. No. You just say, I am. And you go into it, you launch into it with authority, like I said. Because there's no guessing or allowing others to impose their ideas of who you are onto you when you know who you are. When you're clear, when you've done the work, when you're clear, you've scraped through the dirt and dug in the mines of your mind to find the diamonds and gems that make you who you are. So that's why you speak with authority when you say, I am. Because you've done the work. You know exactly who you are. You know exactly where you're coming from. You know exactly what you stand for. You know exactly what your values are. You know exactly what makes you who you are. Because you've done the work. You've evolved into this person. You didn't just decide that you were going to be this person overnight. There's no facade. There's no fakery there. You are this person. That's why you speak with authority. That's why you have ownership over this person. Because you've done the work, you've done the evolution. And allowing the evolution of self is imperative. And sometimes I think that we underestimate that. Like I've said before, it's not the most common thing that people talk about when they're helping to develop us into adults. It's not the number one thing on the list for them to speak to us about. It's not the number one area for them to help us develop in. Sure, all of our parents and people that nurtured us and helped to raise us want us to be productive, constructive young men and women, turn into adults, productive additions to society, of course. But sometimes you need more than just being that productive addition to society. I won't even say sometimes. Oftentimes, most times, all the time. Most times we all get to a point where we need more, we need to be more, we need to connect with more. And a part of that is that evolution and allowing yourself to find out what that more is for you, how to dig deeper, how to go deeper, how to understand yourself more. Because if you don't, this life will throw you so many curves that it'll just make it sometimes feel impossible for you, and it will absolutely feel confusing and tricky at a lot of different twists and turns and corners that you may encounter. So if you've looked around at any point in time recently, or, and when I say recent, it could be the last few days, few weeks, few months, whatever. If you looked around at your peers and you felt like, oof, like stuck, and you felt like, man, I don't know what this feeling is, but something's just not right. Like, maybe me and this person, we aren't as much alike as I once thought we were. Maybe, you know, something's changed, but I can't really put my finger on it. Maybe it's a result of evolution. Maybe it's a result of their evolution. Maybe it's a result of your evolution. But one thing I do know is that if you haven't allowed yourself to evolve in multiple different ways, that's evolution intellectually, spiritually, financially, even emotionally. If you have not allowed yourself to evolve or done the work to assist yourself with the process of evolution, you will feel stuck. And you won't just feel stuck. You'll be stuck. You will be stuck. So maybe where you're at, it's not where you should be. It's not where you want to be. And that's okay. That is okay. That is one thing that I want you to understand. That I am not saying all of this to say that if you haven't done the work to evolve yet, oh, you're just a horrible person or anything of that nature. No. It's okay. That's why you're listening to this podcast right now. Because you're making the small steps to do the work. You're just getting started. So only get mad at yourself when you're not dedicating the time to work on discovering and developing the best you. That's when you get mad at yourself, when you're not actually putting in the work and doing the work to be your best. I thank you for listening. I thank you for hanging out with me on this Sunday, and I'm pretty confident that you are doing the work. And if you're just getting started, you want to do the work, you want to do more of the work, you really want to dig in. And I wish you nothing but success and happiness on that journey of doing the work, because it'll open up a whole new world for you and a whole new understanding. And if you are feeling like you're in a place where you need a little bit of extra help doing that work, you need to talk through some things, you need a little bit of guidance, I have the 60-minute Switch, Pivot, or Quit strategy sessions available on switchpivotorquit.com. You can go ahead and sign up for that today, and that will be you scheduling one-on-one time with me, and we'll walk through this thing. I'll take you through some exercises and we'll work it out and we'll figure it out and we'll have you moving on to the next steps and absolutely not feeling stuck anymore. So enjoy your week ahead. I hope you have an amazing week ahead, and thank you for spending time with me again, and as always, keep killing it.